అవతారానుచరితం యదాశ్చర్యతమం హరేః యుగానియుగమానం చ ధర్మో యశ్చ యుగే యుగే అవతారానుచరితం యదాశ్చర్యతమం హరేః యుగానియుగమానం చ ధర్మో యశ్చ యుగే యుగే అవతారానుచరితం యదాశ్చర్యతమం హరేః యుగే యుగే అవతారానుచరితం యదాశ్చర్యతమం హరేః యుగాని యుగమానం చ ధర్మో యశ్చ యుగే యుగే అవతారానుచరితం యదాశ్చర్యతమం హరేః యుగాని యుగమానం చ ధర్మో యశ్చ యుగే యుగే అవతారానుచరితం యదాశ్చర్యతమం హరేః మాతాజీ యుగాని యుగమానం చ ధర్మో యశ్చ యుగే యుగే అవతారానుచరితం యదాశ్చర్యతమం హరేః వట్ టు వట్ మీనింగ్ యుగాని ద డిఫరెంట్ ఏజెస్ యుగమానం ద డ్యూరేషన్ ఆఫ్ ఈచ్ ఏజ్ చ యాజ్ వెల్ యాజ్ ధర్మ ద పర్టికులర్ ఆక్యుపేషనల్ డ్యూటీ యశ్చ అండ్ విచ్ యుగే యుగే ఇన్ ఈచ్ అండ్ ఎవ్రీ యుగ ఆర్ పర్టికులర్ ఏజ్ అవతార ద ఇన్కార్నేషన్ అనుచరితం అండ్ ద యాక్టివిటీస్ ఆఫ్ ద ఇన్కార్నేషన్ యత్ విచ్ ఆశ్చర్యతమం ద మోస్ట్ వండర్ఫుల్ యాక్టివిటీస్ హరేహే ఆఫ్ ద సుప్రీం లార్డ్ Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. Please explain all the different ages in the duration of the creation and also the duration of such ages. Also tell me about the different activities of the different incarnations of the Lord in different ages. Purport. Lord Krishna is the original personality of Godhead and all the incarnations of the Supreme Lord, although non-different from him, are emanations from the Supreme. Maharaj Parikshit inquired from the great and learned sage Shukadeva Goswami about the different activities of such incarnations so that the incarnation of the Lord might be confirmed by his activities in the authoritative scriptures. Maharaj Parikshit was not to be carried away by the sentiments of the common man to accept an incarnation of the Lord very cheaply. Instead, he wished to accept the incarnation of the Lord by symptoms mentioned in the Vedic literatures and confirmed by an acharya like Shukadeva Goswami. The Lord descends by his internal energy without any obligation to the laws of material nature, and thus his activities are also uncommon. The specific activities of the Lord are mentioned, and one should know that the activities of the Lord and the Lord himself are identical due to being on the absolute plane. Thus, to hear the activities of the Lord means to associate with the Lord directly. And association with the Lord directly means purification from material contamination. We have already discussed this point in the previous volume. ఓమజ్ఞానతిమిరంధస్య ज्ञानांजन शलाकय चक्षुरोन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः। श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदांतिकं। वंदेहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातां सहगणा रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजना सहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपदान् सहगणा ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांता राधा कांता नमोस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरंगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये। वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे रामा हरे रामा राम रामा हरे हरे। हरे कृष्ण। युगानि युगमानं च धर्मो यश्च युगे युगे अवतारानुचरितं यद् आश्चर्यतमं हरेः। प्लीज एक्सप्लेन ऑल द डिफरेंट एजेस इन द ड्यूरेशन ऑफ द क्रिएशन एंड ऑल्सो द ड्यूरेशन ऑफ सच एजेस। ऑल्सो टेल मी अबाउट द डिफरेंट एक्टिविटीज ऑफ द डिफरेंट इनकार्नेशन ऑफ द लॉर्ड इन डिफरेंट एजेस। सो इन दिस सीरीज ऑफ वर्सेस actually Parikshit Maharaj had requested Shukadev Goswami to speak about creation and such pastimes, and he responds by quoting the conversation that happened between Narada Muni and Brahmaji. So Brahmaji ends this whole narration by describing the various Leela avataras in brief, but Parikshit Maharaj has subsequent questions, and this whole chapter is Parikshit Maharaj asking various questions, which actually acts as the seed for the rest of Bhagavatam actually. So many of these questions are answered throughout Srimad Bhagavatam. So we will do a very quick recap of what has happened in this chapter till now and then see what we can learn. So Parikshit Maharaj, after Shukadev Goswami narrated about how Brahmaji instructed Narada Muni, Parikshit Maharaj had a very pertinent question. He says, Brahmana chodito Brahman gunakyane agunasya cha yasmai yasmai yataprahah narado devadarshanah etad veditum icchami tattvam tattva vidamvara harer adbhuta viryasya kata sumangala loka sumangala. He says that, O Brahmana, yes, Narada Muni was instructed by Brahma, but I am very eager to know what did Narada Muni do after being thus instructed by Brahmaji. To whom all did he preach? How did he preach? You know, please explain about his preaching exploits. Katayasva Mahabhaga Yataham Akilatmani Krishne Niveshya Nissangam Manastyakshe Kalevaram. Out of his natural Vaishnava humility, Parikshit Maharaj says that please speak Krishna Katha so that I can give up my attachment to my body and things related to body. Now, Parikshit Maharaj never had any such attachments. But out of his natural Vaishnava humility, he feels that I am very attached and I need the shelter of Krishna Katha to give up this attachment. So, and also this shows Parikshit Maharaj's endeavor to remember Krishna. The means of remembrance is Shravanam and Kirtanam. శ్రవణం, కీర్తనం, స్మరణం, విష్ణు స్మరణం, పాదసేవనం. సో శ్రవణం అండ్ కీర్తనం లీడ్స్ టు స్మరణం. అండ్ హౌ దిస్ హ్యాపన్స్ హీ ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్స్, శృణ్వత శ్రద్ధయా నిత్యం గృణతశ్చ స్వచేష్టితం కాలేన నాతి దీర్ఘేణ భగవాన్ విశతే హృది. ఇఫ్ వన్ హియర్స్ విత్ అటెన్షన్ అండ్ ఫెయిత్ రెగ్యులర్లీ నిత్యం, గృణతశ్చ స్వచేష్టితం అండ్ ఆల్సో అక్సెప్ట్స్ ఇట్ విత్ ఫెయిత్ ది యాక్టివిటీస్ ఆఫ్ ద సుప్రీం లార్డ్, కాలేన నా అతి దీర్ఘేణ. స్వచేష్టితం కెన్ ఆల్సో మీన్స్ బై వన్స్ ఓన్ ఎండెవర్. వెన్ వన్ ఎండెవర్స్ టు హియర్ అండ్ అసిమిలేట్ గృణత, ఓకే, దెన్ కాలేన నా అతి దీర్ఘేణ భగవాన్ విశతే హృది. వెరీ క్విక్లీ ద సుప్రీం లార్డ్ ఎంటర్స్ ద హార్ట్. ఈవెన్ దో హీ ఈస్ ప్రెసెంట్ యాజ్ పరమాత్మ విత్ ఇన్ ది హార్ట్, యాజ్ పరమాత్మ హీ ఈస్ న్యూట్రల్. ఉపద్రష్ట అనుమంత, హి సీస్ వాట్ ఆర్ యువర్ డిజైర్స్ అండ్ హీ అబ్జర్వ్స్ ఇఫ్ యువర్ కర్మ వుడ్ అలౌ ఫర్ ద ఫుల్ఫిల్మెంట్ ఆఫ్ దోస్ డిజైర్స్ అండ్ హీ ఫెసిలిటేట్స్ దట్ ఫుల్ఫిల్మెంట్. అదర్వైజ్ హీ డస్ నాట్ పర్సనలీ ఇంటర్ఫియర్. బట్ వెన్ వన్ ఎంగేజెస్ ఇన్ ది యాక్ట్ ఆఫ్ శ్రవణం కీర్తనం, దెన్ ద లార్డ్ ఎంటర్స్ యాజ్ ద సుప్రీం లార్డ్ భగవాన్ అండ్ మేక్స్ దట్ పర్సన్ గెట్ అటాచ్ టు హిమ్సెల్ఫ్. సో శ్రవణం అండ్ కీర్తనం ఎంజెండర్స్ స్మరణం. ప్రవిష్ట కర్ణరంధ్రేణ స్వానాం భావసరోరుహం ధునోతి శమలం కృష్ణ సలిలస్యేతాశరత్. అండ్ వెన్ కృష్ణ ఎంటర్స్ ద హార్ట్ త్రూ ద ఇయర్ హోల్స్, ద హార్ట్ ఇస్ అడ్రస్డ్ యాజ్ భావ సరోరుహం. సరోరుహం మీన్స్ లోటస్. భావ ఇండికేట్స్ ద వేరియస్ కైండ్స్ ఆఫ్ రిలేషన్షిప్స్ దట్ అ జీవ కెన్ హ్యావ్ టువర్డ్స్ కృష్ణ. శాంత దాస్య సఖ్య వాత్సల్యన్ మాధుర్య రస. సో భావ సరోరుహం మీన్స్ ద లోటస్ ఆఫ్ వేరియస్ సెంటిమెంట్స్ టువర్డ్స్ ద లార్డ్. ప్రవిష్ట కర్ణరంధ్రేణ స్వానాం భావ సరోరుహం, విచ్ మీన్స్ కృష్ణ ఎంటర్స్ ఇన్ టు దట్ హార్ట్ విచ్ ఇస్ అ యునో రిజర్వాయర్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ దీస్ ఎమోషన్స్. అండ్ ధునోతి శమలం, హీ ఎంటర్స్ ద హార్ట్ అండ్ వాషెస్ అవే ఆల్ ద ఫాల్ట్స్ ఆర్ అబ్స్టకల్స్ టువర్డ్స్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్సింగ్ దోస్ ఎమోషన్స్ ఇన్ అ ప్యూర్ వే, లైక్ లస్ట్, యాంగర్ అండ్ వీ గ్రీడ్, లైక్ దట్. దౌతాత్మా పురుష కృష్ణ పాదమూలం న ముంచతి ముక్త సర్వ పరిక్లేశ పాంత స్వశరణం యత. దౌతాత్మా పురుష, వన్ హూస్ హార్ట్ హ్యాస్ దస్ బీన్ క్లెన్స్డ్ బై ది ప్రాసెస్ ఆఫ్ భక్తి, కృష్ణ పాదమూలం న ముంచతి, హీ నెవర్ గివ్స్ అప్ ద లోటస్ ఫీట్ ఆఫ్ కృష్ణ. బట్ ఫార్ దట్ ద క్లెన్సింగ్ ప్రాసెస్ హ్యాస్ టు హ్యాపన్ త్రూ ది ప్రాసెస్ ఆఫ్ భక్తి. ఇట్స్ నాట్ దట్ ఎనీ వన్ హూస్ హార్ట్ ఇస్ క్లెన్స్డ్ విల్ నెవర్ గివ్ అప్ ది లోటస్ ఫీట్ ఆఫ్ కృష్ణ, బికాస్ దెర్ ఆర్ అదర్ వేస్ ఆఫ్ క్లెన్సింగ్ ద హార్ట్. యమాదిబిర్ యోగపతేర్ కామలోభ హతో ముహు ముకుంద సేవయా యద్వత్ తథా ఆత్మ అద్దాన శామ్యతి. దెర్ ఆర్ అదర్ వేస్ మెన్షన్డ్ ఇన్ ది శాస్త్రాస్ లైక్ యమ నియమ యున ది ప్రాసెస్ ఆఫ్ యోగ జ్ఞాన నిష్కామకర్మ ఎక్సెట్రా విచ్ ఆల్ క్లెన్సెస్ ద హార్ట్. బట్ ఇఫ్ వన్స్ హార్ట్ ఇస్ క్లెన్స్డ్ బై దోస్ ప్రాసెసెస్ దట్ డస్ నాట్ లీడ్ టు డెవలప్మెంట్ ఆఫ్ అటాచ్మెంట్ టు కృష్ణ. దేర్ ఫోర్ ఇన్ భక్తిరసామృత సందూషుల రూపగోస్వామి సేస్, వెన్ డస్ వన్ డెవలప్ దట్ రిలేషన్షిప్ విత్ కృష్ణ, ఈ సేస్ భక్తి నిర్దూత దోషానాం. ఇట్ డజంట్ జస్ట్ సే నిర్దూత దోషానాం, ఇట్ డజంట్ సే ఇన్ అ క్లెన్స్డ్ హార్ట్ ఇన్ అ క్లీన్ హార్ట్ ద రిలేషన్షిప్ మేనిఫెస్ట్. ఈ సేస్ దట్ హార్ట్ మస్ట్ బి క్లెన్స్ త్రూ ది ప్రాసెస్ ఆఫ్ భక్తి, భక్తి నిర్దూత దోషానాం. దెన్ వాట్ హ్యాపన్స్, సచ్ అ పర్సన్ కృష్ణ పాదమూలం న ముంచతి, హీ డస్ నాట్ గివ్ అప్ ద లోటస్ ఫీట్ ఆఫ్ కృష్ణ. ముక్త సర్వ పరిక్లేశ పాంత స్వశరణం యత. అ ట్రావెలర్ హూ హాస్ గాన్ అవుట్ ఆఫ్ హౌస్ టు ఫర్ సమ్ పర్పస్ ఆఫ్ హిస్ బిజినెస్, ఇఫ్ హీ హాస్ హ్యాడ్ అ వెరీ ట్రబుల్సమ్ ట్రావెల్, హీ కమ్స్ బ్యాక్ అండ్ డిసైడ్స్ I will do something in the village only, you know, no more travels, you know, whatever I can manage, I will manage my business from here, like that. So this is a very important principle that once, if the heart has been cleansed by the process of bhakti and one catches hold of the lotus feet of Krishna, that relationship is never destroyed. In Bhakti Sandarbha, Srila Jiva Goswami says, if the Jiva had knowledge of the Lord, it could not be destroyed. A Nitya Siddha cannot have his knowledge destroyed of the Lord. Even the sadhaka who attains perfection cannot have his knowledge destroyed. So, the knowledge of the Lord, if established in the Jiva, should be eternal. So, if the Jiva actually comes in touch with Krishna's Samvit and Hladini potency, that relationship is very deep and eternal. So, after inspiring Shukadeva Goswami in this way about the process of hearing and how hearing enables remembrance, he starts asking more specific questions. Some of these questions seem quite, you can say, not very appropriate for a person who has just 7 days to live. Okay. So he says, Yad adatu mato brahman deha rambosya datu bihi. Yadrichaya hetunava bhavanto janate yata. So yes, my dear Lord, the spirit soul is completely spiritual. The body is completely material. One is adatu mataha. It has no dhatus. The material body, the other one, is completely made of matter. How did this relationship happen? Yadrichaya hetunava. Did it happen by chance? Or is there a specific reason to it? Bhavanto janate yata. You know the answer for this. So can you please explain this in detail? So, here, Srila Vishwanatha Chakravartakur, in his commentary, mentions some very important points. He says, having expressed this enthusiasm for hearing about Krishna, which is the first anga of pure bhakti that Parikshit Maharaj truly cherishes. Shri Krishna Shravane Parikshita Bhavad Vayasaki Kirtane. That's what is happening here. Right? Parikshit inquires about the subjects to the extent that they may contribute to the accomplishments of the goals of pure and mixed bhakti. So to the extent it will contribute to practice of either pure bhakti or mixed bhakti, whatever are the relevant questions that might contribute to that, he is asking. Why? Because when even a trace of bhakti appears, it should be established without aparad. Otherwise, Bhakti Devi will not show mercy. And one of the most important causes of aparad is improper or incomplete sambandhagyan. If the sambandhagyan is incomplete, that becomes one of the causes of offenses. If you see in the 10 offenses to the holy name, some of the offenses are caused due to incomplete sambandhagyan. The other more deep, more dangerous cause of offenses is disrespect. But there are also some of the offenses which are caused due to improper or incomplete sambandhagyan. Like for example, the second offense, to consider the names of demigods like Lord Shiva or Lord Brahma to be equal to or independent of the names of Lord Vishnu. This is caused due to, or the eighth offense, to consider the glories of chanting Hare Krishna to be one of the auspicious ritualistic activities which are offered in the Vedas as fruitive activities, Karmakanda. These are all offenses which are caused due to incomplete or improper sambandhagyan. So Parikshit Maharaj is asking these questions so that whether someone is willing to practice Shuddha Bhakti or Mishra Bhakti, pure devotion or mixed devotion, it should be practiced without any offenses. So even though he himself has faith in pure devotional service, he could have asked only questions relevant to his own life and he would be perfectly justified actually. Because he has just 7 days to live and it is just a personal conversation that is happening between Shukadeva Goswami and Parikshit Maharaj. He is perfectly justified.
But this is the mood of great devotees, like Prahlad Maharaj. Prayena deva munayo swabhimukti kaman. Maunam charanti vijane na pararta nishtam. Neitan vihaya kripanan vimumuksha eko. Nanyam todasti sharanam. Brahmatonu pashye. So, he says, my dear Lord, the various transcendentalists of this world are interested in their own emancipation, their own liberation, for which they go to secluded places and perform their tapasya. I am not interested in that kind of practices. How can I peacefully perform my practice when I see my fellow brothers sitting and suffering? I want emancipation of all of them. And that is possible only by surrendering unto you. Therefore, I am coming to your lotus feet. You please do something. That's what Prahlad Maharaj is asking. Parikshit Maharaj is doing the same. So, wherever even a trace of bhakti appears, it should be established without aparad. Otherwise, Bhakti Devi will not show mercy. So, therefore, he asked these questions. Then he asked many questions like, you see the Supreme Lord, his body was described. You spoke about his hands, legs, and his belly and everything. So, he said, just is the Lord and the Jiva distinguished just by the size of their body, or is there something constitutionally different also? Can you please speak? You spoke about Brahmaji appearing from the navel of the Supreme Lord. Now, humans give rise to human beings. Animals give rise to animals. So if Brahmaji came out of the abdomen of the Supreme Lord, then probably the Supreme Lord must also have a similar body like Brahmaji's body. Is that so? Or is there any more details to it? Like that, he asks so many questions. You know, he asks about, can you give me more descriptions about the universal form? You said, there is a Purusha who exists with various limbs being made of the various planetary systems. Is there more details to it? Can you please speak? Can you please speak about the divisions of time? Please speak about the lifespans of the humans, devatas, pitrus. Speak about the various dimensions of time and how different people by performing different karma may attain different destinations. Okay. So here, these questions, it is mentioned, are suitable for practitioners of pure bhakti, because by understanding the relentless nature of time, it inspires a sense of urgency in one's practice. And by understanding the nature of karma and the destinations of karma, which are all temporary, one develops detachment towards material endeavors. So therefore he asked these questions. Then some of these questions, the acharyas explained, they are relevant for karma mishra bhakti. Some of these questions are relevant for jnana mishra bhakti. Some of them are relevant for shuddha bhakti, like that he describes. So that even if there is a trace of bhakti, it should be performed without any offenses for that purpose. So, and then he asks about, the position of these various planetary systems, the mountains, rivers, etc. Like that. And then he comes to this particular question. He asks about the various yugas, the duration of each yugas, the various yugavataras who appear at that time. And the acharyas explained, he also actually implies the yuga dharma that they institute during that time. So he's asking about all these questions, all these subject matters. So if you see throughout Srimad Bhagavatam, actually this inquiry is a very integral part of actually going deep into the subject matter. And oftentimes, the inquirer seems to ask questions about which you know for sure that he knows the answer. Okay. So, but still they seem to ask such questions. This is because often times one may know the answer, but one may not have conviction in that answer sufficient. So often times when the inquirer asks a question which is seemingly simple, to which you know for sure that they know the answer, they are not looking for the answer, but what they are looking for is to access the depth of realization that is there in the speaker. So when Srila Prabhupada says, you are not this body, okay, the kind of impact that it creates, it's not that the hearer does not know you are not this body, you know. But when it comes from a realized soul, it has a deeper impact. Okay. So therefore, these kind of transcendental questions, even when it may seem redundant, is actually not redundant, because there is nothing redundant in spiritual life. So, in the 10th canto, it is mentioned, Vasudeva kata prashna lokam purusham strin punatihi vaktaram pritchakam shrotrim tatpada salilam yata. Vasudeva kata prashna. So, when one questions about the pastimes and characteristics of the Lord, purusham strin punatihi. Three types of people are purified. Who are they? Vaktaram, pritchakam, shrotrim. Vakta, the speaker, pritchakam, the inquirer, and shrotri, the hearer. All three kinds of people are purified. Tatpada salilam yata. Tatpada salilam can mean the water which has washed the shaligram, shila, or the deities. So, purusham strin punati, they purify three kinds of people. One is those who drink it, and second, those who sprinkle it on their head, and third is those who drink and sprinkle both. Okay. All three of them it purifies. Or Tatpada Salilam can refer to Mother Ganga, which purifies the three lokas. Okay. The upper, middle, and lower, where it flows. Similarly, Vasudeva Kata Prashna, Purusham Strin Punatihi, Vaktaram Pritchakam Shrotrim. And the Acharyas say, in the order in which it is mentioned, it purifies. Which means, Vakta gets maximum purification. Pritchaka, the inquirer, next. Shrotri, third. This is provided all three have the same level of faith. Okay. Because the reason why it is mentioned like that is, one can hear without application, applying without being thoughtful. But one cannot speak without being thoughtful, you know. People, in a moment, the temple hall will be empty, right? And the inquirer also cannot ask a question without being thoughtful. Okay. So, there is a kind of force to apply oneself when one is either speaking or inquiring. But there may be cases where the hearer sometimes is hearing with much more faith than the speaker who is speaking. That is possible. This is a generic rule. So when such statements are there, it means when all other parameters are equal. When all other parameters are equal, generally the speaker is purified more, then the inquirer, then the hearer. But generally all the other parameters are not equal. You know. So you may always have a hearer who is more eager, actually getting purified more. But the point here is that when the deeper one goes in the discussion of Krishna Katha, more is the purification, faster is the purification. That is the point. That is why if you see in the first five of the 64 limbs, Adav Guru Padashraya, taking shelter of the Guru, Vishrambena Guror Seva, serving the Guru with great affection. Shri Krishna Dikshadi Sikshanam, taking Diksha and Shiksha from the Guru. Sadhu Vartmanu Vartmanam, and following the path paved by the Acharyas and the Guru. And fifth is Saddharma Pritcha. Saddharma Pritcha means to inquire about the real duties of life. Okay. One cannot just say, okay, whatever comes, you know. Inquiry is a very important aspect. Tadvidhi Pranipatena Pariprashnena Sevaya. So, Pariprashna is important. Of course, it should be done with the right mood and attitude. Srila Prabhupada, in one of his purports, he says, Srimad Bhagavatam, or for that matter, any other scientific literature cannot be studied at home by one's own intellectual capacity. Medical books of anatomy or physiology are available in the market, but no one can become a qualified medical practitioner simply by reading such books at home. One has to be admitted to the medical college and study the books under the guidance of learned professors. Similarly, Srimad Bhagavatam, the postgraduate study of the science of Godhead, can only be learned by studying it at the feet of a realized soul like Srila Vyasadeva. Although Shukadeva Goswami was a liberated soul, from the very day of his birth, he still had to take lessons of Srimad Bhagavatam from his great father Vyasadeva, who compiled the Srimad Bhagavatam under the instruction of another great soul, Sri Narada Muni. So, Narada Muni, you know, literally shook. He didn't just instruct Vyasadeva, you know, it was, he came like a wind and like a tornado, you know, he kind of rotated Vyasadeva 360 degrees and said, now you think, you know, like that. So he says, Idam hi Vishwam Bhagavan Ivetaro Yato Jagatstana Nirodali Sambhava Taddi Swayam Veda Bhavams Tatapite Pradesha Matram Bhavata Pradarshitam. So, Narada Muni says, look, whatever I have instructed you, it's not that you don't know. Taddi Swayam Veda Bhavan Tatapi, but still, Pradesha Matram Bhavata Pradarshitam. I have spoken to you little bit, because people should not say that Vyasadeva did not accept a guru. Therefore, this principle that Acharyavan Purusho Veda should not be disturbed. Therefore, I am speaking this to you. So, therefore, he instructed, not only did he instruct, he corrected him, chastised him, pointed out his mistakes. Of course, this is all a pastime, but this is a very instructive pastime. Bhavata anudita prayam yasho bhagavato amalam yenai vasau na tushyeta manyeta darshanam khilam. He said, whatever you have written till now is inferior, because you have not sufficiently glorified the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Yata dharmadayas charta munivaryanu kirtitaha natata vasudevasya mahimahi anuvarnita. To the extent you have described and glorified dharma, artha, kama, moksha, to that extent you have not glorified Krishna katha. Like that he chastises, points out his mistakes, and the result is Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam is a result of Vyasadeva being, in one sense, challenged by his spiritual master, Narada Muni. So, we can actually be shaken out of our stupor or our slumber only if there is someone who can challenge our convictions and say, are you sure your understanding is right? You know, could there be other ways of looking at the same thing? And that challenge or correction definitely comes through the guru, to a person who has surrendered to the guru. But it can come from the other Vaishnavas also. So, we see in the case of Prithu Maharaj, when he comes to address his citizens, most of whom were already devotees, quite advanced devotees. he speaks this verse. Sabyaha shrunuta badram vah sadavo ya ihagatah satsu jigyasubir dharmam avedyam swamanishitam. He says, O sabyaha, O assembly of citizens, sadavo ya iha agataha, O sadhus who have come here, badramva, may all auspiciousness be upon you. Shrunuta, please listen. I have not come here to instruct you as a king. I have come here for another purpose. He says, satsu jigyasubir, in the presence of devotees, satsu, jigyasubihi, those who are inquisitive about knowing the deeper aspects of truth, dharmam avedyam, they should present the principles of truth, swamanishitam, after they have carefully deliberated upon that subject matter using their own intelligence, they should present it in an assembly of other knowledgeable Vaishnavas, so that they can correct it and bless it. Okay, your understanding is correct. Oh, no, there is a fault here. So, Prithu Maharaj says, yes, whatever I have understood, let me present here. And you devotees, you tell me whether this understanding is correct or not. So, this is important, this reflection is important. So, here Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti in his commentary, he says, since there is devotee association here, the inquisitive should reveal the topics of dharma after considering them carefully, since they cannot come to a conclusion by themselves. You know, there could be some mistakes. Okay, that's why, you know, it is mentioned, Acharyat padamadatte padam swamedaya padam saha brahmacharina padam kalakramena cha. No. 1/4 is learnt by surrendering to an acharya. Padam swamedaya, and one is expected to utilize one's own intelligence also to try to understand the subject matter. Padam saha brahmacharina. You know, 1/4 comes through the churning that happens with fellow practitioners. Like recently in the Brahmachari WhatsApp group, you know, there has been very last almost 15-20 days a powerful discussion that is going on about why did Narsingadev come in half man, half lion incarnation? Lot of churning based on, you know, Shastra Yukti, logic and all that, you know. And definitely, you know, Vaktaram, Pritchakam, Shrotrim, Tatpada Salilam Yata. You know, all three are the observers, the quiet observers like myself, you know, the active inquirers, like many brahmacharis and the vaktas like Nityanand Prabhu and Radhika Valla Prabhu. Purusham Streen Punatihi, you know, and lot of nice churning that happens, and, you know, it brings us deeper and deeper aspects of not just the truth, but also the means of approaching and understanding the truth, which is hermeneutics. What is a Vaishnava way of trying to understand the conclusions of the Shastras or even words of the Acharyas? So, His Holiness Purnachandra Maharaj, in one of his articles, he writes about the components of education. Okay. From a Vaishnava perspective. Okay. So, I'll read. It's a very, very beautiful article. I will just read a small section of that article. So, Maharaj says, now we will look at the components of education and their importance in our discussion of devotion. Devotion is more than just education, but devotion also includes
educational principles.
When one is truly educated, he cannot be a blind follower. Because true education includes more than just a preliminary or superficial level of learning. True spiritual education means deeper levels of learning, levels that include contributing to the knowledge. Whatever we hear need not necessarily automatically become knowledge. So there must be certain endeavor to actually, you know, transform that into applicable knowledge. This is particularly true, Maharaj says, when delving in the absolute truth which holds unlimited facets. Krishna Tulya Bhagavata Vibhu Sarvashraya Prati Shloke Prati Akshare Nana Arthakai. Bhagavatam is compared to Krishna. Krishna Tulya Bhagavata Vibhu Sarvashraya. It is non-different from Krishna. Prati Shloke Prati Akshare Nana Arthakai. In every shloka, in every alphabet, there could be multiple meanings. Considering, reflecting, analyzing with the mind and intelligence comprise a major part, the second level of the process of education, Maharaj writes. The word education comes from the Latin verbal root educare, which means to bring out of or to lead forth. So what is this? He says, this indicates a positive, empowering process that continues after the official lessons are finished. Once the session is over, then the actual education starts. The student is not meant to crawl back into ignorance, but to go forth on his own. Right? Like I remember in our college hostel, in one of the rooms, you know, someone wrote this, this Upanishadic verse, his own version of that Upanishadic verse. Arise, awake, and go to sleep. So, like that. So, the student is not meant to crawl back into ignorance, but to go forth on his own. These levels or components of education are described in the Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, Patanjali Yoga Sutras and other such literatures. So he says, these shastras describe three major levels. You all know this, you have heard this. Shravanam, Mananam, Nididhyasanam. So Shravanam is the first level. Then there is, above that there are higher levels. Shravana means hearing from a teacher. Mananam means gaining intellectual insight or understanding by reflecting upon the subject matter. And Nididhyasanam means realization and application in life. Okay. So, from proper understanding, proper realization comes. From improper understanding, improper realizations can also come. Like, I'll give an example. I was traveling in train with one of the devotees, and the devotees was, and we were having a conversation, you know. So, the devotee was sharing with me that, Prabhu, I have a deep realization over last many years. He said, okay, what is that? And he said, you know what, when I first came to ashram, I was very inspired by this particular devotee. So, I really thought my life would be so wonderful if he becomes my friend. So, I went and served him very nicely. Okay. And I waited for the next 1 week, 10 days. Some good relationship happened, but after some time, he spoke in such a mean way to me. The relationship broke. Then, after a few months, I saw this devotee. And I found, oh, he is such a wonderful devotee. If I befriend him, you know, life in Krishna consciousness would be really good. So I tried to serve him and I tried to be nice to him. some relationship did develop, but after some time, he did something very mean and the relationship broke. Like that 3-4 examples he gave. And then he said, after all this, I have a deep realization, which is, in this material world, irrespective of whether it is with devotees or non-devotees, you cannot have a good relationship with anyone. For that, you will have to wait till you go back home, back to Godhead. Only with Krishna you can have a good relationship. So, I have stopped endeavoring to have any good relationship with anyone. Okay. This is realization in one sense. Because realization means what? You learn something by repeated occurrence. And you get some knowledge out of it. Okay. And that can be incomplete realization, improper realization, whatever. You know, if the knowledge is not perfect, the realization can also be. You know, if the knowledge is semblance of knowledge, the realization is also a semblance of realization. But like that. So he says, the first level of each system describes the primary step of learning, wherein hearing, study and analysis prevails. Now the second level comprises gaining intellectual understanding and insight by reflection. And at the third level comes assimilation, where the student internalizes the subjects and his skills become second nature. He lives and breathes the subject effortlessly. That is the second level, third level. Then Maharaj says, on the instructions of Srila Prabhupada, we have finally geared ISKCON for the first level. Okay. We have the Bhakti Shastra courses and examinations, and they have become quite popular. This has energized ISKCON with transcendental knowledge, and devotees feel a sense of accomplishment and enlightenment. But Prabhupada wanted his followers to develop other levels. He often held mock debates with his disciples, forcing them to think deeply about the philosophy. So he had one very popular series of debates with Shyam Sundar Prabhu, which came out in the form of dialectic spirituality, spiritualism, like that. So now the second level, that of insight and understanding, requires deeper thought, reflection and discussion. And Maharaj says, and has not yet been developed in our society. I mean, it's not prevalent. You know, there is a particular nyaya in Sanskrit. It means everyone is holding an umbrella. Some chatrinaha nyaya, something like that. It means most people are holding. There could be exceptions. Some people may not be holding. So like that. So it's not there means for, it's not prevalent. That's what it means. Insight and understanding mean we do not accept the philosophy blindly, but question it and consider it from many angles of vision. We don't just accept it, but we can question it. Questioning is not doubting it, but seeking clarification. Like for example, there are many, for example, you take the case of Bharat Maharaj. Okay. Or any case for that matter, Bhagavad Gita says, Antakalecha mameva smaran muktva kalevaram. If you remember me at the time of death, you attain my nature. But at the same time, Krishna also says, that neha vikramanashosti pratyavayona vidyate swalpam apyasya dharmasya trayate mahatobayad. Even little bit of advancement you get, you are at least guaranteed a human life. So now which principle applies? If someone practices little bhakti and lives up thinking of a deer, will he get a deer body according to the Yamyamvapi principle? Or will he get a human body according to the Antakale Samam? Sorry, what is it? Neha Vikramana Shosti principle, which he will get. Right? This is some apparent contradiction which is there in the scriptures. Okay. So, one thing is, both may be right, I don't know. We will figure out later. That is fine. Okay. At least, that's a very good starting point. Rather than telling, whatever. So, there are so many such things. There may be difference in statements of different acharyas. how do you reconcile? Or same Acharya, under two different circumstances, has spoken two different things. How do you reconcile? So these are things which we can keep on pushing under the rug. In the initial stages that may be needed. But at some point, we have to bring it out and have a conversation and try to understand the hermeneutical principles which guide how as Vaishnavas we deal with these apparent differences. Okay. So, like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had a conversation with Prakashananda Saraswati, and the discussion was to a large extent on the Vaishnava hermeneutical principles. How do you understand Shastras? How do you understand? And one of the things that he says is, the Shastras should always be understood in their primary sense, Mukhya Vritti, not Gauna Vritti. But oftentimes you see, the Shastras themselves say that this material world is an illusion. But if you see the Vaishnavas explaining that, here illusion means temporary. Okay. Are the Acharyas refuting the Shastras? No. They are illuminating it, contextualizing it. Right? Like someone says the light is coming. And if someone else says, oh no, the train is coming. Is that a refutation? No. It is just contextualization, you know. Oh, the train possessing a light is coming. From a distance, you are seeing only the light. Once it comes close, you will realize that it is a train. So, sometimes in discussions, it may look like, you know, someone is contradicting something. But when there is some patience in that discussion, one may understand the deeper hermeneutical rules than just say, okay, whatever the Acharya says is correct. Yes, whatever the Acharya says is correct, but one can also try to understand how it is correct. That is allowed. That is within the Vaishnava hermeneutic boundary. Okay, and that should be done actually. And that's how one develops. So the first level is to understand Shastra, but the next level is to understand Shastra Yukti, the logic of the Shastras. And that is why Srila Rupa Goswami says, Shastre Yuktau Cha Nipuna, Sarvata Dhrida Nischayaha, Prauda Shraddho Adhikari Yaha, Sabakta Uttamo Mata. So Uttamadhikari is one who does not just know what is given in Shastras, but he understands the Yukti, the logic of the Shastras also. That is why Kapila Dev, when he teaches to Devahuti, he talks about various gradations of people. He says, of human beings, the Brahmanas are the topmost. Brahmaneshu api Vedagyo. Of the Brahmanas, those who know the Vedas are better. He artagyo abhyadikastata. And amongst those who know the Vedas, those who understand the real meaning of it are even deeper or even better. Artagyat samshayat chetta. Better than a person who knows the meaning is one who can utilize that knowledge to resolve doubts and contradictions. Tasmad api swakarmakrit. And even better is one who is applying that principle in his own life. Like that. So, Maharaj then continues, we will end with this. Maharaj says that each shloka can be seen from many, many angles of vision. So, become practiced in seeing things like this. Prabhupada writes in a letter to Tribhuvanath Prabhu. Then, in one more letter to Satswarup Maharaj, Prabhupada writes, your first job should be to make sure that every one of the devotees in your zone of management is reading regularly our literatures and discussing the subject matter seriously from different angles of seeing, and that they are somehow or other absorbing the knowledge of Krishna conscious philosophy. If they are fully educated in our philosophy, and if they get all of the knowledge and study it from every viewpoint, then very easily they will perform tapasya or renunciation, and that will be their advancement in Krishna consciousness, Prabhupada writes. So, Maharaj says, logically, if we do not develop the second level, the third level will be beyond our reach. But again, even the second level requires a Brahminical ethos, one of freedom and open inquiry without fear of reprisal, ridicule or alienation. So, when someone is asking, they are not questioning you. They are seeking clarification. They are not questioning your integrity. They are not questioning your understanding. Or even if they are just seeking clarification. And maybe through that clarification, we may even understand that my understanding was not deep enough. And it is good. So rather than being attached to our own understanding, we can slowly become attached to what is the right understanding. So that inquiry is important. So therefore, that second level also requires a Brahminical ethos, one where there is freedom and open inquiry without the fear of reprisal, ridicule or alienation. So Maharaj says, in my opinion, this is by and large means mostly, but there are definitely exceptions, not available at present in many of our communities, and this is one of the many factors causing members to leave the society. So, okay, I think we will pause here, it's already time. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much.